Meditation is based on the epistle lesson for this morning from 1 Corinthians 12, if you want to turn there or look in your bulletin. Being connected. What does it mean to be connected? In order for a business to succeed, the employees need to be connected in their goals and purpose, right? Working together as a team. If the marketing department isn't in sync with the sales and service departments, the company will falter and they won't achieve their objectives for growth. Or if the sales department has the top salespeople in the world, sales wouldn't really matter if the service department can't fulfill its obligations to its customers. Sales would dwindle because who wants to do business with an organization that can't fulfill their obligations or provide good service? There would be a disconnect between departments. In order for a company to succeed, each group or department needs to be working together, needs to be on the same page in their visions and their goals. That's what helps make an organization a success. And I can tell you personally, I've seen far too many times in my business career where people in one division would look down on other people or think that they're not significant or important, that they're somehow inferior. And then company morale is at its lowest. And as a result, the company performs poorly. You see, in order to succeed as a group or in an organization, you need to be connected. Everyone needs to be on the same page, to know the game plan, to have skin in the game, where everyone is valued and everyone is needed. Because if everybody just does their own thing, what's going to happen? Nothing. Must be done as a team. Just think of the football games today. If the players on offense do not know the play, what's going to happen? Jalen Hurts is going to get sacked. Big time. They have to be in sync. They have to know what the play is. Everybody's got to do their part. And if they do it well, touchdown. Hopefully. The Apostle Paul, in our epistle this morning, he's writing to the Corinthian Christians saying that in order for them to succeed in Christ's mission and purpose, they need to be in unity on the same page, connected in all parts. And he uses the metaphor of a human body to show how each part of the body is integral in the functioning properly. Notice what he says in verse 12. For just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body through many are one body, so it is with Christ. For in one spirit we were all baptized into one body. Whether you're Jew or Greek, slave or free, we were all made to drink of the one spirit. And Paul uses this image because it was used in the ancient world by Greco-Roman authors to signify political or military unity. And Paul's concern was for unity in the church. 2 weeks ago, I preached on baptism, that baptism connects you to Christ. You are connected in an intimate relationship with Him. But it's not a lone ranger. It's that we are connected to Him and then connected together. That's being the body of Christ. Yet the Corinthian church, was not always connected. There were divisions in the church. Sexual immorality, disdain for others, idolatry. In chapter 1, Paul heard that there was quarreling. There was divisions. One said, I follow Apollos. One says, I follow Cephas. It was like a popularity contest. Then they came to the Lord's Supper, not wanting, waiting for one another, eating and drinking on their own. Some came drunk. That's why Paul said to them, they were not very united or connected in any way. And he said, that's why some of you are sick and some of you are dying. Paul was admonishing them because they were in disarray. They were not connected. We don't have that in the church today, do we? You're right. Never in my lifetime have we lived in a culture that's so disconnected. People seem to hide behind social media. What would we do without the superficiality of Facebook, iPhones, or X? Think about it for a minute. If you had to do without your cell phone for a day, I'd go crazy. Gone are the days, it seems, of one-on-one engagement or conversation, building relationships that have meaning. Instead, it's the autonomy of the individual that reigns supreme. Or we have the Lone Ranger religion today. People say, well, I'm against organized religion. Well, does that mean you like disorganized religion? I mean, come on, what kind of statement is that? Or they will say, I'm spiritual. I don't need to go to church to believe in God. Really. That's a recipe for no faith at all. Because the Bible says faith comes from hearing the word of God and being connected to God's people, the church. The true church is where Christ is present. Yet we have so much technology at our fingertips today, which is many ways a blessing, yet there's so much more loneliness, anxiety, and depression than it seems ever before in our culture. Why? Because I believe people, especially young people, don't know how to connect, how to have meaningful relationships or a sense of belonging without all the trappings of the culture in social media. And we see this same disconnect in the church today. Is worship on Sunday just a weekly experience that after we're finished, we leave it at the narthex until next week? Excuse me. Or do we care about people we worship with? Are we involved in using the gifts and talents that God has given each of us to be connected in the body of Christ? And you know what? Each one of you has a gift. A gift that to spread God's love in Christ to others, to our community, to those that we work with. Notice what Paul says then in verse 14. For the body does not consist of one member, but many. If the foot should say, I'm not a hand, I don't belong to the body, that would not make it any less of a body. And if the ear should say, because I'm not an eye, I don't belong to the body, that would not make it any less part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the sense of hearing be? Where would the sense of smell be? If the whole body were just an ear, what good would that do? The eye can't say to the hand, I have no need of you, nor the head to the feet, I have no need of you. Do you get what he's saying here? All the members are important and need to be connected and need to be in unity with one another in mission and purpose. Paul goes on in verse 18, but as it is, God arranged the members in the body, each one of them as he chooses. If all were a single member, where would the body be? As it is, there's many parts but one body. So you all have a significant part in the body of Christ, whether you know it or not. So Paul's saying that we're all connected. Every part has a purpose, making the body function properly by using our individual gifts that God has given us. Do you ever wonder how things get done around here at Hope? Is it just magic? Many times it's behind the scenes people that may seem insignificant. But that's where the work is getting done. Like organizing for events, caring for the landscaping around the church, singing in the choir, fixing a leaked toilet, helping out with the school. These are just some of the things that make us connect with each other. When you go to the grocery store and buy a can of tuna, how do you think that tuna got there? Did you just jump out of the water and into the can? No. There was a lot of work to be done behind the scenes to make that can of tuna. No one is insignificant in the body of Christ. Paul ends up saying, but God has so composed the body, giving greater honor to the part that lacks, that there be no division in the body, but that the members may have the same care for one another. You get what he's saying here? The care and the concern. So how can we be more connected in the body of Christ? Well, I believe it's engaging one another to care, to be concerned for one another. Having a deep sense of compassion for each other and for others outside the church, people that we work with, our neighbors. Paul says in Romans 12, be devoted to one another in brotherly love. Honor one another above yourselves. Honor one another above yourselves. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Share with God's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Mourn with those who mourn. Live in harmony with one another. That's being connected. If someone's hurting, we hurt with them. If someone's rejoicing, we rejoice with them. It's learning to fellowship with each other instead of heading out the door right after service. It's taking some time to finding out how our other brothers and sisters are doing. It's praying for each other, taking that bulletin home with you and praying each day for those people that are on there that are sick in need of healing, that are going through a tough time. Being connected is also taking ownership of the ministry of this church. That means getting involved, investing in one another to further the gospel. Ask yourself the question, where can I get plugged in here at Hope? Where can I serve? Being connected is also participating in a Bible study to grow in your knowledge of Scripture and in the grace of God. It's also a willingness to share your faith with others and invite them to participate with us. Brothers and sisters, I think these are things, if we practice these things, we will be more connected as the body of Christ. We've been all baptized into one body. All our sins have been forgiven by what Christ has done for us by his death and resurrection. We have been given the Holy Spirit as a guarantee of what's to come. You have Christ living in you. So let us strive together to be more connected in faith and purpose so that we may bring the gospel of Jesus Christ to others. Amen. Now may the peace of